So here is one of the great things about our plant sale. When we're open, we have master gardeners there. And so they are, once again, I just get to hang out with cool people all day long. But they're very knowledgeable. They spend weeks and weeks learning everything. You know, this is hobbies. And they have all of the information available to help you make decisions. You know, you can tell them about your yard, how new you are, or you can be experienced and still have questions. And maybe they can help you with the answers, or if not, I can. Even as we're selling for spring, we're taking suggestions, we're asking people about plants. So even some of the planning for next year happens as we're moving forward. There's always lessons learned and things we can do to make it better each year. But no, the planning happens early, and then we start planting seeds as early as January.
You oversee all these plants. There is a lot of work.
There's a lot of plants, yeah.
There's a lot of plants and a lot of overseeing them. They don't just water themselves on the weekends or other times.
No, they don't water themselves. You know, there's a lot of watching things grow. Not everything grows at the same rate. So we kind of stagger that out too so that we'll have things available each week that are, you know, ready, and in some weeks not so much. And, you know, we're constantly making sure that everybody looks good. The leaves, you know, are all green and great, and, you know, we're transplanting, and we do a lot.
The change in weather in the spring, I guess, also would be a challenge just to regulate the greenhouse.
So it's a challenge. You know, we had a very cold winter, lots of gray skies, so we don't see a lot of growth in the plants until after daylight savings and it warms up. Then things really speed up. And then we have the fun process right now, the behind-the-scenes work that people don't see. So if we grow everything in an 80, 90-degree greenhouse, and then you purchase it and take it home and plant it and it's cold, it's not going to survive.
Yeah.
So, you know, each day we're taking plants out, letting them hang out in the sunshine, bringing them back in, and then another group goes out and in, and, you know, each day it gets a little longer how long I leave them out. Yeah. Yep, that happens for weeks before we open.
And you mentioned about daylight savings time. When daylight savings time occurred, or before that, it was everything still was – I kept looking at it and thinking, you know, April 10th isn't that far, you know, is a month or so, 6 weeks away. And you kept saying, not a worry, when daylight savings – and it does. It's just like that. Yep. That 1 hour changes everything.
That 1 hour changes everything. We get more sunlight. And, you know, it's nothing like – but I think because I see them every day, it's hard for me to always see it. But I have looked at a plant in the morning, came back in the evening, and been like, you grew 3 inches.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, we see a lot of that. Like
Friday, April 10th from 10 to 4. And then on
Saturday, 9 to noon.
9 to noon on Saturday. So it all starts. And like you said, you have things staggered.
Yep, and we're not rushing the plants. They're kind of ready when they're ready. We live in the best community and have the best people come shop. And we really get to share our knowledge, and our individuals that we support also, you know, it's helping them build skills.
Yeah. So talk about what Rappahannock Adult Activities does, because like you said, I mean, you're working with adults with developmental disabilities, and you have them do all kinds of things for this sale.
Yeah. I can find a task for just about anyone. And so some of the individuals, they like to come in and help me plant, and they like getting dirty and watering. You know, we'll listen to like their favorite music. Everybody kind of gets to pick some music. We water. Some of our individuals just want to sit in the greenhouse and want nobody to be there. You know, they enjoy the white noise of the fans and the quiet space of it. And then other people want nothing to do with plants. They don't care about any of that, but they like working on the computer. So that's who's helping me make signs. That's who's probably going to run the cash register with me. You know, I have my people who just want to wave and talk, and, you know, they love taking a wagon out to your car to help you.
They do.
So there is a task for everyone in the process.
You have such a great relationship with them. You know about their lives. You talk about what they did, what they're going to go do.
Yeah, oh,
and,
yeah.
And they really are fun people. Oh,
how lucky are we?
I mean, we
hang out with some of the coolest people, and we get to help them, you know, with their lives. So it's a great place.
What you buy and what your the money you're when you purchase these plants, you're helping work of our AAI.
Yeah, you are helping adults with disabilities, you know, be able to foster, you know, different things that they want to, and all of it comes back and helps.
There's always flowers. There's always tomatoes.
Yep. So we do a lot of flowering annuals. So that means, you know, they're showy and pretty and typically good for a season. Geraniums, begonias, dahlias. I mean, you name it. Chances are we kind of have that. We don't have as many perennials, but we do have some. And then veggie gardening is big. We grow a lot of different varieties
of
tomatoes.
There's a lot of vegetables, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of vegetables. I think we've taught you this before, Ted, that the smaller the seed, the longer it takes it to grow. So, you know, the small seed things, that's what we start in January. Bigger seeds don't take nearly as long. They'll, you know, pop up in a few days and be ready to go in a couple weeks.